Hello, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling bonus episode. So last Friday, August 19th, SummerSlam weekend, we had our annual UCB SummerSlam-tacular, which is our live comedy show here in Los Angeles at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue. And we are bringing you some select snippets, some clips from the show to show you how awesome it is to get you to come check the show out when we have the next one. Our next show is Royal Rumble weekend. The show is January 20th at midnight, that Friday, or technically that's Saturday morning if you want to be one of those jerks who is worried about, well, technically that's Saturday morning. So it's Friday at 11:59 p.m., January 20th. We're going to have our UCB Royal Rumble spectacular show. WWE is in town in the Staples Center, so I'm going to be going to the Royal Rumble, which I'm pumped about. Plus, it's my birthday, which is super dope. So come check it out. We're booking the guests now. I believe, based on past experience, we're going to have some awesome WWE talent there. And it's going to be awesome. So to get this kicked off, we're going to play a couple clips from the show. The first clip is me hosting the show as the immortal Hulk Hogan, getting everybody jacked up and ready for the show. Listen in. Have fun.
Yeah, he got you.
Now let me tell you something, Gawker. What you gonna do when the 20-inch pythons run wild on you? Well, let me rephrase that. Here's the new question. What's the punishment when you become a known philanderer and a shamed racist? $115 million.
That's right. He took all the
rich. Being white rocks, brother.
Not why you won. Not why you won.
That's right. The Hulkster slammed another giant, brother, dude. That's right. I sued Gawker and won for illegally putting out my sex tape, or as I refer to it, Suburban Commando 2.
You're the only person who called it that.
Now that all the dust is settled and it's all clear and Gawker has been sold off to the luchadors over at Univision, I can now answer all the questions, dudes, all the questions that have been on the minds of all the Hulkamaniacs out there. So I had my sexy assistant put together an FAQ. And no, that's not a small territory in Florida. That's frequently asked questions. They reach into my trunks.
You have no pockets.
Here are the questions most people want to know about the Hulk Man. Why did you sleep with your best friend's wife? Well, that's simple. Sometimes the Hulk Man's got to call an audible. Normally I'm known for eating my vitamins, drinking my milk, and saying my prayers. But sometimes the Hulk Man is all about taking Vicodins, drinking breast milk, and bending your best friend's wives over some chairs. Dude.
Good answer to that question.
Do you regret your racist comments? Absolutely not. I've been racist for so long. How did you not even see this, brothers? Okay, I call all of my enemies brothers. I've been referring to myself as a real American. What's the subtext there, dude? And I'm so tan all the time that I'm in a perpetual state of blackface.
These are all great points.
I don't even like America. That's why I dress like the Chinese flag. You know it, dudes. Next question. Do you believe in the First Amendment? Of course I do. You don't talk about Fight Club. it's a problem that billionaires with a grudge can fund your lawsuit and take out an entire journalistic outlet over an article they didn't like published on their website. What? Next question.
Stump the Hulkster.
There's a lot of confusion over the size of your penis during the court trial. Can you clarify the size? Sure did. When I'm Terry Bollea, my penis is 4 inches hard. When I'm Hulk Hogan, my dick is 10 inches hard before hulking up. It's 15 inches hard when I'm hulked up. And when I'm Hollywood Hogan, parts unknown, baby. You guys ready for a fun show?
That was me as Hulk Hogan. I was on commentary the whole time, and throughout the whole show, WWE superstars were popping by, and this clip is no exception. When Stone Cold Steve Austin himself popped by the show to drink some Steve Weiser's and lay some knowledge on the crowd. Listen up.
Stone Cold Steve Austin!
That's right. Got it. If you don't know, I am the Bionic Redneck, the Texas Rattlesnake, the world icon and national treasure, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Fuck yeah!
Stone Cold!
Damn it!
I love
Damn it, Austin!
And everywhere I go these days, I keep getting asked about that mealy-mouthed Twitter trash-talking UCB fighting pile of crap, Ewan McGregor. Now, Kathy Ireland, get your ass out here.
He's not my Conor McGregor, right?
No, no, that's how.
That's gotta be Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
That's gotta be Conor McGregor.
He looks, he's lean. Yeah, he looks, no, he looks as built as he, no.
Brooklyn. This guy's so Irish.
Well, come on, music. That's right. He's talking about when I, Conor McGregor,
that's him,
tweeted, I don't mean no disrespect to the WWE fans.
Good.
But I'd slap the head off the entire WWE roster and kick it head first twice this Sunday. And I goddamn meant it.
He misquoted his tweet.
If you want to see me...
I misquoted my tweet. I was drunk.
If you want to see me, the American original badass, kick a mud hole in this sumbitch and walk it dry. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
But before I do that, I first need to talk about all you people. I figure it's about 9.8 out of 10 of you using the gym with stinky armpits. Now, if you're working out at the gym, you do need to use deodorant. Okay, if you got skunks up in your armpit, I need you to put something on because I can't work out.
I don't like what he's talking about this.
On 213 Duckett Street, trying to work hard for the working man, doing a solid leg day next to your stinky ass. I don't want it. I don't need it. So, take a little bit of deodorant. If you can hear my voice, or antiperspirant, they are not the same thing. Put that on your underpits and wear it at the gym. Because Funky Armpits 316 says I just put on deodorant or antiperspirant under my pits.
Conor McGregor's right over there.
He has some good points about
that.
We're not talking about antiperspirant, all right? Now, I'm about ready to settle this with you, Kathy.
If you smell the Rock's gonna save everything.
The Rock has something to say about this. The people chant the Brahma Bull.
The Rock has come back to Los Angeles. I want you to shut your mouth and listen. Listen! As the millions
and millions
and millions of Rock fans chant his name.
Rocky, 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 Rocky.
Now the Rock says this, the Rock said he was backstage listening, hanging out with the fellas when he heard Stone Cold Steve Austin say that he was gonna lay at the SmackDown on this. Who in the blue hell are you?
UFC.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
Oh, no! He fell for it!
You always know he's gonna do it, and it's always good.
I didn't see it coming.
The only thing that matters is that The Rock has a new YouTube channel where he is promoting a Rock the Promo. He's gonna invite 32 of the most hilarious people on the planet to cut hilarious promos on each other. And then whoever wins gets an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood with The Rock, with the jabroni beating, pie eating, trailblazing, eyebrow raising, people's champ The Rock. And they're gonna get a Rock the Promo championship belt. All you need to do to enter is go to youtube.com/
There comes the handle.
Oh.
No, I love it.
All right, big freaking deal. So, The Rock, what? You got yourself a YouTube channel. What? You got yourself a title. What? You got yourself a celebrity feud with the modern-day Kojak Vin Diesel. What?
Stop it.
The only person here who's going to be facing off with Connor McNumnuts is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Damn it,
that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Whoa.
Here it comes.
The Rock says you need to shut your damn mouth and know your damn role. The only person who's gonna whip this candy ass is the most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Enough screwing around.
He's talking about The Rock.
Who's it gonna be?
He's here!
Just take a minute and think to yourself, what would it be like to be absolutely perfect? Well, you're looking at a man with a sign of perfection hanging over his head, and that's Mr. Perfect, the perfect person to perfect-plex Conor McGregor. But before we get to that, I'd like to talk about country music.
Hell yeah.
All these guys have agendas that have nothing to do with anything.
I'll hear them out.
I got a WCW band called the West Texas Rednecks. And we got a song called Rap is Crap. Let's take a listen.
Oh my God.
Well, there's only one thing I hate, because it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. And Conor McGregor.
Jabroni. The Rock digs what you're doing, Mr. Perfect. He digs it.
He digs it, Hulk.
He loves it. Reminds me of when The Rock was sitting on stage doing a Rock concert. So let me tell you what The Rock is going to do. The Rock is going to buy your album. He's going to buy the album. You and the West Texas Rednecks.
What a guy.
And The Rock is gonna let it play and play, and it's gonna get some dust on it. And when it gets dust on it, he's gonna feel like bringing it right to you. And when he brings it to you, what The Rock is gonna do is he's gonna shine it up real nice. He's gonna turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass! If you smell!
all this jigger-jagging around, jumping around, singing songs. We're supposed to be right here talking about Conor McGregor. What? UFC champ. What?
Why? I hate
standing
this.
Directly to my right.
What?
And if anybody here tonight is going to whip up all his candy ass, it's going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin!
What the hell? It's another Stone Cold Steve Austin. I heard your ass. And this one's here to talk about another thing.
He refers to himself as another.
Specifically, Stone Cold Cold Stone Creamery.
Okay.
Now I know what you're thinking. We just went out for a nice dinner. What are we gonna do for dessert? There's a lot of options when it comes to a delectable treat in the early evening hours. And I'm here to tell you the only choice is Stone Cold Cold Stone Creamery. And if you don't like that, you can get your candy ass out the door and down to the goddamn basket, Robin.
No one's going there.
I gotta see the ice cream, I'm convinced.
What? What? What?
I can't eat a mustache.
What?
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 What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What? We're in a what loop. What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
What?
Oh no!
What?
What?
Infinite what loop?
What? The future bronies don't get on with it. The Rock is gonna lay the smack down on both you candy ass.
Well, I bet you're wondering. You're probably asking yourself, gee, what kind of flavors you got?
I wasn't thinking that at all.
I was.
I'm here about.
You got vanilla? What? You got chocolate? What?
I kind of feel blind.
Strawberry?
What?
Pecan?
What?
Mocha chocolate chip?
What?
Mint chocolate chip?
What?
For a dribble?
What?
Neapolitan?
What?
Dutch chocolate?
What?
Banana cream?
What?
Just extra strawberry?
What?
Just a flavor you ain't even heard of because it ain't been invented yet?
What?
Stone Cold's rhubarb?
What?
And some more shit. But we got all of that. I've had about enough of this. I gotta get down to Agua Dulce, California. Hey, now, before I do, if you wanna see me, The Rock, Mr. Perfect, and Stone Cold, Cold Stone Cold Steve Austin Creamery, open up a can of whoop ass on Conor McGregor. Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Oh, all right. No!
The Rock, ladies and gentlemen!
Called sitting down.
You deserve it, Colt.
It's one of the laziest finishers of all time. So I like it. I can still do it at 95 years of age.
Two Stone Cold Steve Austins on stage. They got into a what loop. We had to break that up physically with a couple stunners. Yeah, so this next bit was hilarious. This is by performer Greg Jones. He played JR doing his SNL audition for Lorne Michaels at the UCB Theater. Listen up.
Wait, it's JR!
What?
That's Jim Ross' music!
It's Jim Ross! Again, we got a match coming up. I'm not sure where we're going to get to it, but JR's the king. Somebody, if he wants to talk, we'll let him talk.
Fine, Bradley. His match is supposed to happen.
Well, howdy, folks.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's your good buddy, good old JR.
I love JR.
I'm here at the UCB to do something, well, that's a little bit out of my comfort range. I was inspired by CM Punk trying out for the UFC to take a chance and do something I've always wanted to do.
He's not gonna.
You may not know this about JR, but SNL is one of my favorite programs of all time.
Terrific
and
show.
I figured since I was here at UCB, and a lot of fine folks from here have made it to SNL. All right, Nat, you never know who's in the audience. I'll go ahead and run my SNL audition in front of all you fine folks. What do you think?
SNL's always scouting.
That is all right. That is true.
That's why I'm a current mod writer.
I know.
I'm excited to be here. Just give me a moment to get in care. All right. Whew. Buttery and flakery. Well, howdy, Mr. Michaels. Thank you very much for this opportunity to audition for your fine program. I'm a huge... My God! Oh, my God! Is that legendary and constantly retiring wrestler Terry Funk? What's he doing here? Ross, you egg-sucking dog, what are you doing?
Well, Terry Funk, I'm auditioning for SNL.
Are you crazy, you egg-sucking dog? You ain't funny.
Oh, I think I am pretty funny, Terry Funk.
You couldn't make fleas laugh.
I'm not sure if people know what that means, Terry Funk.
You should stick to what you do well, selling your patented but delicious barbecue sauce.
Well, I do, Terry, and I'll tell you that you can find it at jrbarbecue.com/store.
Again, that, oh, my God, it's legendary Stu Hart. What's he doing here?
Lorne Michaels knows none of these people.
Well, I know, but he's not always in charge. There's new head writers this year.
God damn it, Ross.
I don't know what you, I came down here. Are you crazy? Are you crazy from the heat, JR? You ain't funny. You should stick to commentating.
Well, that's a good point, Stu Hart. I am still commentating New Japan Wrestling on Access TV.
That's not what I meant. I want to know, why did you retire from the big boys?
Well, I didn't retire, Stu. I was fired. I was fired, goddammit. I spent years of blood and sweat and tears on your fucking company and making it the best it could be. And he just threw me away.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know, but don't. I got tense. Don't look at us like that.
You did the same to me.
JR, you got any barbecue sauce? Oh, fuck you, Stu. Just a moment.
I could see this as a weekend.
By God! Oh, my screen legend and original Sean Connery played James Bond. What's he doing here?
Oh, JR. How did you make a fantastic barbecue sauce? Perhaps the best in the world.
Right you are, Mr. Connery, and you can get that barbecue sauce at jrbarbecue.com/store. That's jrbarbecue.com/store.
So much promotion tonight.
Well, LGR, I've got a question for you, and if I don't like the answer, I might just slap the chub off your face.
Well, go ahead and shoot, Mr. Connery. Does your delicious barbecue sauce
go well with the flaky, buttery, light taste of a croissant witch from Burger King. Are you talking about a croissant witch?
That's right.
I said croissant witch. You can get two for $4 at Burger King.
I would watch this on SNL.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this was legit work on SNL.
You can get different meats. There's... Oh, no.
So look for JR to be on Saturday Night Live this coming fall. Maybe he'll be Trump. Maybe, who knows? Well, maybe he'll do maybe he'll play the new Hillary Clinton. On the show, we inducted a new member of the WWE Hall of Fame. We announced it before WrestleMania. We got the inside info. And here is the video tribute to our newest WWE, will that ever be easy to say for me? Probably not. I'm from Long Island. WWE Hall of Famer.
We got a match coming up.
I'm just getting word that actually instead of a match, we're going to be showing this year's Hall of Fame inductees.
Oh!
Over the years, the WWE Hall of Fame Celebrity Wing has honored a number of esteemed performers who have graced the WWE stage.
This is exciting.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, Pete Rose, Mr. T, and the incomparable Donald Trump. But this year, we welcome the Hall of Fame's most infamous inductee.
Derek from Subway.
It was almost... at the time, unheard of.
He was that guy that, you know, believed in him just by, you heard him speak.
When you have something as revolutionary as that, it changes sports entertainment.
Whether engaging in feuds with The Miz and CM Punk.
Go get me Jared from Subway.
Or hanging out with his best friend, John Cena. Jared from Subway's numerous WWE appearances are undeniable.
Certain people come along at different eras and times, you know, that has it. And he was one of them.
Literally the coolest thing ever.
I think his legacy is one of the biggest.
Investigators descend before dawn on the Indiana home of longtime Subway spokesman Jared Fogle.
Jared Fogle, moments after agreeing to plead guilty to child pornography charges.
He had to be bad to be good.
Saved that hero through that whole period, which was really hard to do. I think he would have succeeded anywhere at any point in time.
Woo, woo, woo!
You know it?
And congratulations to one of the most popular superstars, colorful performers, in sports entertainment history. This just in, the man who will induct him into the Hall of Fame. Once a bitter rival, then an awesome friend, Hulk Hogan. And it all happens the night before WrestleMania.
Way to go, Hulk.
So then on the stage, we literally had a actual professional wrestling match at the UCB Theater. Now, for people out there who know what the UCB Theater stage looks like, it looks nothing like a wrestling ring. Frankly, it looked pretty dangerous. But Hot Young Briley, our WWE UCB champion, said it could be done, and he went up against Judas Draven, who's an incredible wrestler. He's on Lucha Underground right now. And they had a professional wrestling match, and listen up. It was literally the craziest thing I had ever seen at the theater. Enjoy.
I gotta wrestle him.
Oh. Oh shit.
You guys don't even know how to run a show. It's past 2 a.m. Come on.
We apologize. We've been drinking.
I don't.
I'm a fucking monster. Look at that.
Wow. Wow.
That guy's a lot bigger.
Oh. I thought I was signing up for a comedy show. I didn't think I...
right now.
This is real.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
This egg on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, set me up.
Yes! Get out!
Careful, but careful with that one rock section.
Push it off Briley with ease.
What did I get us?
Use the egg to your advantage.
Is he now?
Yes. Oh, look at this!
Oh, oh, slap in the back.
A punch to the tramp stamp.
Wow!
Yeah. Oh!
Big hip up from Judas!
Now we got a match.
Oh. 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 I told you, I'm a fucking monster!
Oh! Oh, oh yeah!
Reiterating his monster stance.
Now I'm turned on!
This is my turn! Riley up again, though.
These people came to see you?
All right.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Big choke!
Here it comes!
Send up by the
choke! Oh! Choke slam!
Choke slam! No! Will Bradley break it?
No!
Yeah! I give that advantage to Briley because he's been here before. He's been here before.
Big punches. Feeble's not allowing it. Feeble's is out. Feeble's is obviously out.
I got both of this.
I got it. No one. Vince. Vince can do it. Vince is going to ref it. What's he doing?
Vince. Judas in control. He's bigger. Hi, young Briley. He's looking cold, old.
Looking for some energy from the audience.
Briley.
The audience called Briley. Call it Briley. Feeble's on his feet again. Is he out? One.
Come on. Let's go, Briley.
This is it. He said he was a monster several times. I don't know why I didn't believe him.
Now he's done.
He's calling. He said he's done.
No, I heard it.
I choked him out. It's a submission maneuver.
Yeah, it is. I don't think so. Briley, he's been warming up all night.
Briley, break it.
No! Oh! Elbow to the chest. No! Oh! Again, careful of the egg always.
Tech malfunction.
They're both up. No, no, Feeble calls it off. Misses a clothesline.
Him down, and that's when he takes him out. Let me tell you something. I've been tricked before, dude.
No, who? You? I know that.
I've been a guy saying it's over.
Well, I know.
It's not.
Your best friend records you having a sex tape.
Yeah. He's my, you know what? He is my best friend.
Oh, come on. Trying it.
No, he can't.
He can't do it.
He can't do it.
Oh, no. Judas.
Judas called for the finish, Babe Ruth style. He's calling. Send him for the
finish. Riley barely on his feet. Not sure how he's even alive at this point. He's punching at nothing. Himself. He's punching at air. Oh, Judas misses the big kick.
Next show, Royal Rumble weekend, January 20th.
That's right.
WWE's in town for the Rumble in the Staples Center. It's going to be fucking awesome. And hey, keep watching wrestling. Wrestling's the fucking best. If you don't watch wrestling, you're a fucking asshole.
Hot Young Briley retains his WWUCB title. Will he keep this hot streak going? I don't know. The rumors are that January 20th at midnight, he will be defending his title at the UCB Theater here in L.A., Royal Rumble weekend. Anyway, that's a bonus episode of the Comedians of Wrestling. It gives you a snippet of what we're doing live on the show. I believe our show is a one-of-a-kind, unique show that no one is doing anywhere. If you live in Oklahoma, drive out to L.A. to see it. If you live in New York, drive, don't fly. Drive out to drive to come to see this this show. Cool. So remember, rate and subscribe to the podcast. Give us 5 stars. We deserve it. I deserve it. I'm here. My blood, sweat, and tears are being put into this podcast. Show me some respect. Do it. And you can follow us on Twitter at COW Podcast. All right, keep watching wrestling. Bye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.